Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome to ABQ Connect. We are presented by Bosque Home Services. Carlos and his team provide plumbing, roofing, restoration, and heating, cooling, everything else you need as well. Give them a call at 444-7200 if you need service. Bosque Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. We are going to have Carlos Griego on the show today to talk to you a little bit about him, his business, some ministry things that he's doing in town. And one of the things I'm really anxious to talk to him about is about young people going into the trades. I think that's going to be a really fun conversation. But before that, our friend Brian Cochran, certified financial planner and the owner of John Moore Associates, joins us. Hi, Brian.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, we're always talking about money with you, Brian. It looks like the markets have remained in pretty positive territory, maybe the S&P down a little bit this week. Everything looking good so far?
Looking pretty decent. Yeah, we've had a lot of corporate earnings being announced this week with sort of mixed results, but quite a few companies reporting earnings, profits basically above expectations, which is good.
Yeah. Brian, coming out of COVID, I'm personally surprised, you may not be, but I'm personally surprised about all the entrepreneurs. I mentioned that Carlos Griego, who's an entrepreneur, he didn't start his business during COVID, but there's a lot of people that are still thinking about starting a business. So I wanted to start a conversation today with a listener question. They said, you've talked to us about establishing an emergency reserve fund. How much more do you think you need to put in reserve if you plan to quit your job and start a business?
Yeah, that can really depend on what type of business you're hoping to build, and what revenues that's going to require and how long it will be to be a profitable business. What we often see is small business owners need to have an expectation of at least 12 to 18 months of no income before that business can produce enough revenues to actually take distributions. But again, that can vary greatly from one business to the next. Sometimes a small business is a small side hustle, as we call it, where they haven't quit their own job, but they're just investing in something small. But oftentimes this means you're making a big leap and you're going to put everything you have into this business and you may not see a return for quite some time. So building your business plan is very important so that you know if you need a year, year and a half, 2 years worth of cash reserves. And one thing we often recommend is if someone's considering going into business for themselves, one of the best things they can do first, aside from building a reserve, is also pay down their debts. So paying down your credit cards, your car loans, your student loans, getting those burdens off of your back first so that you don't have that extra strain on your month-to-month bills.
Yeah, good advice. Well, proverbial relatives and friends that may be planning to start a business may come to you and ask you to invest. What's your feeling about investing in startup businesses, Brian?
Yeah, so there's an extra dynamic with family businesses, or family investors, I should say. A lot of times that's the first place people go for capital. They say, hey, I've got this great idea. Even Jeff Bezos of Amazon started with some family money, I believe. So, you know, you can start small and go big, beginning with family money. What I recommend, though, is just because it's family doesn't mean it needs to be informal. What I mean by that is a lot of times we see family members invest in a business or give a loan to a family member to start a business, and there's very little structure to that. My recommendation is if you're going to be in business together as family or friends, you still need to treat it as a legal agreement because there's always a possibility that things go south, things don't go as you planned. So putting things in writing, if you're going to do a loan, you know, work with an attorney, get an actual structured loan document, do it properly that way. If you're going to make an investment where you're going to have equity, make sure that's properly documented and that the business is properly documented as a corporation or whatever investment makes most sense for you. But just because it's family, it doesn't mean it should be some, you know, back of a napkin type of a deal. It really should still be structured properly and legally so that everybody can handle it like a real business. If you don't do that, you risk things going a little bit sideways, maybe missing some expectations on one end or the other, and now you're breaking family relationships, not just business relationships.
Yeah. Brian, I guess I have to add a caveat to this and ask you a question about if somebody asked to borrow money from you. Somebody told me a long time ago to be wise in loaning people money. If you can't give it to them, don't loan it to them. Is that good advice?
That's Yeah, we use similar language a lot of times when it comes to a family loan. We say, you might be considering this a loan, but don't do it unless you can afford to for it to be a gift. Mm. You know, so think of it as that money's not coming back. And what we often find is people are willing to stretch themselves a little bit financially to loan money to a family member, and that's a lot of risk because now that's putting a lot of pressure on your personal finances, especially if that person is delayed in paying you back or for some reason cannot pay you back at all. One example of this I saw is I met with a client a few years ago who was really just getting reset financially. And the reason they were getting reset, they were in their 60s. They should have been well established. But their son was a real estate guy back in the financial crisis in 2008. And he'd had a couple spec houses being built where he put a lot of money into them. They were sitting on the market. He had debt associated with them. And they gave him a fairly substantial six-figure loan to get him over a short, you know, short-term tough period is what they were thinking. Well, he ended up needing all the money they loaned him to stay afloat. He still ended up going bankrupt, though. So he never paid them back. He ended up defaulting on all of his debts. And not only did he end up in a bad situation, they also gave up hundreds of thousands of dollars of money that they had loaned to him. So now the whole family's hurt. It really impacted their relationship. And it was money they really couldn't afford to lose, to get to have disappear from their balance sheet as it did. So these are the things we want to avoid is when you give a loan that stretches you, and now the whole family's just in a very compromised position.
Yeah. Brian, overall, do you recommend investing in startup businesses?
I think startup businesses can be a really interesting way to diversify a portfolio. You know, most of what we work with is what's called publicly traded securities, things you can buy or sell every day on the stock exchange, which provides you with a little more transparency and liquidity. You can buy and sell those very quickly if you need them. Some of the trade-offs in investing in a startup business is timelines. You know, I can invest in a stock tomorrow, or not tomorrow because it's Saturday. Let's say Monday I pick a stock. I could sell it on Tuesday. But if you're going into a startup business, a lot of times that money's tied up and you may not see any return on your investment for 2, 3, 5, 10 years. So your timeline is really important. You might have a lot of upside potential, but how much time do you have really to wait for that? The other thing is the risk. You know, if I buy shares of Apple stock, the odds of them going completely out of business tomorrow is probably pretty small. But if I go into a small business, especially in this environment where we don't know when the economy is going to be open or closed, there's a risk that that money could go to zero, you know, probably a much higher risk than a publicly traded company. So these are trade-offs that come with that. Now, again, you might have significant upside here, or it might be a business that reflects your values, or it's with someone you know or a person in your family. So there's good reasons to do that. But make sure you go into it understanding the trade-offs. And what we recommend is if you're going to make an investment like this that's illiquid, that has a long timeline, that has a high level of uncertainty, maybe only 10% of your investable assets should go towards that business.
Well, I always appreciate your guidelines and the way you help us to focus. And I know above all, if you're going to go into business, you really do need to have a plan. And that may end up being something that I know you review sometimes, Brian, for your clients. You'll look at plans that are presented and make recommendations accordingly. So many people I know have gone into business because they've got an American Express card that's $20,000 and they think they can go make it, and they finance everything off of that American Express and then a MasterCard and then a Visa, and it just gets deeper and deeper. A lot of people get through it and they get all the way out, but others don't. And I think it's largely because they don't have a plan.
Yep. And working with a CPA is a big part of that because they're used to looking at balance sheets and cash flow. And if you can find a CPA who has expertise in the field that you're entering, you know, if you're going to be a restaurateur, find a CPA that has expertise there. Because what we like to say is all of their clients have already paid the tuition. They've learned the lessons. And now you get to learn the lesson based on their tuition paid. So the mistakes they made that the CPA experienced with them or that I may have experienced with our clients, you know, that's where the wisdom of these advisors can make a big difference.
Amen. Brian, thank you so much for joining us today on ABQ Connect.